What did you make of the handshake today and other handshakes? Has Mr. Trump got an unusual technique?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been following his overall performance in terms of body language, but specifically his handshake since he was appointed. And I think, you know, you're absolutely right. It is very bizarre. Handshakes are usually used as a kind of an assertion of power and control. So in business, you know, for example, you might get the sort of person that shakes hands with you but then puts their hand on top. And that's generally to say, look, I'm the boss, I'm in charge. Mm. But with Donald Trump, what he tends to do is he takes hold of the other person's hand and yanks them towards him into his personal space.
Yes.
To see what they do. It's very bizarre.
That is odd. So is that trying to kind of stamp out his area? Is it a very dominating thing to do?
Yeah, well, there's like a two reasons he does that. Is number one, he pulls them into his personal space to see what they do. So if someone's quite strong-willed, then they'll sort of pull back and they'll resist that. So they'll kind of not allow themselves to be pulled into his personal space. And obviously, he can then determine what kind of person he's dealing with. So, for example, with Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, if people watch that footage again when he's greeted on the White House steps, it's almost like an arm wrestle because Trump again tries to pull him towards him. And if you look closely, you can actually see there's a great deal of resistance from Mr. Trudeau, who's using a lot of upper arm strength not to allow himself because he's fully aware of the brief and not looking weak.
And what about the length as well of the handshake? It seems to me that certainly today, Donald was kind of hanging on for dear life and wouldn't let go.
Yeah, I think what I noticed today, because I actually analysed that for a couple of newspapers, is I think because Mr. Trump's got a previous relationship in terms of business or friendship with the Prime Minister, he was a little prone. He didn't try to play a lot of his mind games today so much. I think they have got a genuine sort of rapport. And it was interesting when they walked up the White House steps that Trump put his arm around Bibi, as he calls him, and then he did the same. So I think, you know, they've probably got a little bit of more of a stronger friendship than he has with other world leaders.
But this thing of patting somebody on the back as well, shaking hands and then you put your arm round the back of their jacket. Yeah. I remember a lot of that with Cameron and Nick Clegg, where one was trying to get one over on who's the boss here. There was something about that as well.
Absolutely. So the idea is that when we put our hand on someone's back and guide them through the door, that says that, you know, you're the boss and the person that's been led through first is the weaker person. So because it's quite a well-known gesture now that people coach politicians on, I remember some very famous footage a few years ago with Bill Clinton, Yasser Arafat and Gaddafi. Mm. And Arafat and Gaddafi almost do this dance at the White House because they're aware of whoever goes through the door first will be considered the weaker man.
Ah, yes.
So yeah.
And I mean, he's reported as having rather small hands. They do look like quite small hands, but we don't know about the firmness, which everyone says you've got to have a firm handshake. Do you think he's got that?
Well, I think he appears to go overboard with it, to be honest. There's a handshake called a bone crusher. So there'll be certain people in life that maybe a lot of the listeners have encountered in business, for example, where, you know, they'll actually just crush your hand. And what Mr. Trump tends to do is he does, even though he's reported to have small hands, they do look quite large on screen, and he engulfs the other person's hand, especially when he shook hands with Theresa May, did this, and sometimes puts his other hand and engulfs the whole thing. It's all to do with the assertion of power and control. That's very much his bag, really.
Well, I'm going to watch even more closely from now on. Darren, thank you very much indeed, Darren Stanton there.